Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
There's some weird tickling in your nose. Oh no, you're gonna sneeze. It'll sound thunderous in the complete silence of the conference room. Not to draw unwanted attention, tickle the roof of your mouth with your tongue. 5 to 10 seconds is usually enough to get rid of the urge to sneeze. Or you can pinch your nose at the nostrils, like you do when something nearby smells bad. Pinching the bridge of your nose just below your eyebrows can help too. But whatever you do, don't look at bright lights. About 1/3 of people sneeze when they look at the sun or even a light bulb. Imagine you're talking to someone and they just wouldn't let you get a word in. If you think it's rude to interrupt them, drop whatever you have in your hands, if it's not your phone or laptop, that is. Or you can pretend to be clumsy and knock something over. In any case, the chances are it'll make them realize they've been talking for too long. Getting stressed out before an important event is a perfectly normal reaction, but it can make you absent-minded and you won't be able to concentrate. If you realize you've become tense, squeeze the muscles of your face, arms, and shoulders. Clench your fists. Now, relax and take a deep breath. You're ready to tackle any problem on your way. Your throat's tickling. It doesn't seem to be too much of a bother. But once this annoying sensation starts, it doesn't let you concentrate on anything else. To get rid of it, scratch your ear. This way, you'll stimulate the nerves there. Your body's likely to react with a muscle spasm in the throat. This spasm will relieve the tickle. You might feel ill at ease starting a difficult conversation. It makes you fidget, avert your eyes, shift your weight. Denying your anxiety will make the situation even more awkward than it already is. It's better to offer a quick explanation. I feel a bit uncomfortable bringing it up. You need to introduce someone to your friend, but their name has totally slipped your mind. Apologize and claim you've been so busy recently that you're having brain fog. Most people these days understand what a hectic schedule can do to a person. Another way to find out someone's name, that you're supposed to know by now, is to ask for their business card. Or you can give them your phone and ask to put in their contact information. Then, all you need to do is look at the new contact before tucking your phone away. You can also ask the person to spell their name, saying you want to make sure you've got it right.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
There's no need to shout to be heard at a loud party. Ask the person you're chatting with to bend their ear out and then press it in. They'll hear you much better. To stop hiccuping, put a long straw in a glass or bottle with water. Block both ears with your fingers and start drinking. Or you can try covering a glass of cold water with a paper towel or clean cloth and sip through it. Gently squeezing your nose while drinking something helps too. Another trick is to sit down and bring your knees up to your chest. Hug them for 2 minutes or so. You can also inhale a large gulp of air and hold your breath for as long as you can. Usually, 10 to 20 seconds are enough. Slowly breathe out. If you're still hiccuping after that, repeat several more times. Or grab the tip of your tongue and gently pull on it once or twice. It stimulates the muscles and nerves in your throat. But don't forget to wash your hands before doing it. If you feel you're getting emotional and tears are about to spill, look up and hold your breath for a couple of seconds. Then slowly exhale. You should feel better now. The meeting's over. Time to leave the room. Only, you can't pick up your notes. Your arm's fallen asleep. Try clenching and unclenching your fist. It'll get the blood flowing, which will ease the nerves. You can also gently rock your head from side to side. When the nerves in your neck get squeezed, it can lead to tingly hands and arms. Rocking your head will loosen your neck muscles and release the pressure. Phones love auto-correcting your messages into something embarrassing. If you notice your blunder after already having sent the message, you can either apologize or laugh it off. Something like, "Wow, my phone apparently has a mind of its own." An important meeting is about to start, but you feel more than a bit sleepy. Not to doze off while your boss is giving a presentation, take a deep breath and hold it for several seconds. Then release it. You'll feel a bit more energized. It's common to feel awkward, nervous, or shy when talking to new people. Instead of blushing or looking away, follow the 3 seconds of eye contact rule. It won't make you feel uncomfortable, but will show your interest. If someone's explaining something to you, eye contact can be a bit longer than 3 seconds. It's a sure way to prove you're paying attention. Anxiety can get the best of you at the worst possible moment. To deal with this problem, set aside a time slot for your worries. Carve out 15 minutes every day and worry all you want. But once the time's over, you have to stop thinking about the things that make you nervous. Try not to do it right before going to bed, though. This can make it harder to fall asleep afterward. If you feel nervous before an interview or exam, chew some gum. For some reason, eating makes your brain feel safe. You're literally tricking it into a relaxed state. After you eat something extremely cold, like a popsicle, the nerves in the roof of your mouth start freezing. Your body concludes that your brain is getting chilled too. To compensate, it overheats, which leads to an ice cream headache. Instead of scrunching your face and moaning, press your tongue against the roof of your mouth. This will warm it up almost immediately. Try to cover as much space as you can. When you ask for something you need, always use the word "because." It makes people believe there's a serious reason for your request. It happens even to the best of us. A song gets stuck in your head. And it's usually either a commercial jingle or a popular song you've been making fun of. When it happens, you're likely to repeat one part of the song, most often the chorus, again and again. Try singing the song till the very end. It'll make your brain think the song's over, and the tune won't bother you anymore. If you're feeling dizzy, put your hand on something stable. In most cases, it'll help your brain to recalculate your body's position in space, and your dizziness will pass. If you want to ace an important interview, imagine you've known the interviewer for ages. Picture how you're going to greet each other, shake hands, and have a pleasant conversation. This will help you relax before the big event. Let's say you want to leave an awkward conversation, but are unsure of the best time to do it. Each conversation has times when it drops off and has a lull in it. It usually happens before people start a new topic. Such a lull is your cue it's time to leave. Start with, "Well, sorry," or "Anyway," before saying your goodbye and fleeing. "Ah, you can't stand it anymore. You need to get away from this bore you've started talking to at a party, and the sooner the better." Not to hurt their feelings or encourage the person to follow you. Say you need to make a phone call. It's a safer option than saying you're going to go get some food or go to the bathroom. To make your excuse more believable, provide some details. you can easily give an impression of an outgoing person at a party. Pick someone and ask them a random question, like, "I love your shoes. Where did you get them?" It'll be a perfect icebreaker. People just love talking about themselves.